The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today, should you choose to accept it. It is Professor Beth Oldjar.
I can't be the only one who thinks about that.
Mission Impossible.
Whenever you do the 5 seconds from Mark, I'm
I keep on waiting to see, like, tape exploding in front of our midst right about now.
Exactly. Where's Tom Cruise?
Oh, geez.
So.
Okay, some of those movies are good.
They're not,
I know
this tape will self-destruct.
Dan does not like Tom Cruise, and fair enough.
But you hurt Dan right through me. Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the movies are not bad.
Oh, my gosh. They aren't, actually. Some of the ones near the beginning I felt were
the first one I thought was a great homage to the show.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people from the older generation that were horrified to find that the main character, quote unquote, right, John Voight from the original show, was the villain.
Yeah, so
that wasn't
really
a good choice.
Well, I don't have anything against Tom Cruise particularly, but I happened to be in Vienna when they were premiering whichever one was set in Vienna. And even every shop I went into, the people would say, oh, we're closing down. We're going to go see Tom Cruise.
Oh,
and I thought, dear. Really? You're shutting down the whole city because Tom Cruise is coming into the Opera House for the opening of the film.
Dave, what would it take to shut down the shop?
My shop?
Yeah.
My shop never shuts down.
Not,
I'm like 7-Eleven.
Not Tom Cruise, but like 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I'm like 7-Eleven all day long, 24/7.
Absolutely. So. And what are we working on? Can you tell us, like,
yes,
secrets?
Yes, I am. I told Dan and Jim in the parking lot, they kind of rolled their eyes.
Uh-oh.
I'm working for a construction firm right about now who does a lot of TV commercials locally.
Okay. So, all right. That's fair.
But I just got done
Mr. Belvedere?
No. I know.
You would instantly start singing the theme song if he mentioned it.
Yeah, and I know. I know. But I just got done doing Mach-E commercials.
The
Mustang commercials.
Mustang. Oh. Okay, that's cool.
They're really doing a good job.
They're nice, and they got a lot of torque.
Yep, they do. No, nice. I mean, have you seen the new ones where they will actually install the power in your house? They're going to.
Oh, that's right. That's cool.
So that's what they should have done first, right. Get in the infrastructure for the chargers.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
It makes me think, maybe I do get an electric vehicle.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Dan's shaking his head, though. He is gas all the way.
I know. I would get a hybrid before I would get all electric.
Hybrid?
That makes sense.
Actually, my next car, because I don't think I'm going to be able to get a stick again.
Mm. Yeah, it gets harder and harder. Yeah.
I think I'm going to get a hybrid.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool.
No stick.
You know, we had an ethics bowl case in one of the regional ethics bowl cases that was about Elon Musk. And I'm like, I don't care what the case is about. I refuse
to argue both
to
sides.
Platform this guy. I just am not.
Yeah.
So without the politics, why would you, as a leader of a brand, position yourself on one side of the political spectrum?
I mean, I think I know the answer,
but it's bad business.
I mean, that's his stockholders must be going crazy.
I don't think he cares about that.
He doesn't care.
Well, yesterday he did very well.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
And he's an anti-Semitic jerk. So he's stupid and therefore does stupid things.
He knows where to find brilliant engineers, though.
Sure.
He knows who to align himself with.
Yeah. Okay, well.
But, you know, the Cybertruck looks like junk. So let's just.
It really does.
I don't
does.
Understand that at all.
I have never seen uglier cars in my life.
Best,
correct.
Best cartoon I've seen recently was a Pontiac Aztec looking at it. It's like, thank you so much. Like, I look good now. Like, you know.
Or the Cube.
There's one in the area now, Matt.
I've seen things. Yes.
I've seen a couple in our area.
Oh, no. That's kind of sad.
I hate that.
All right. Well, we're writing off Tesla for Dan. That's
just from a design side. Visually,
just from
just
the
horrible.
Design side. Yeah. That's right. Jim, what's going on?
Oh, I'm sitting here.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. We're drinking high cider
cider.
Tribute to Kathy Bush, who always used to bring it for us.
Mm-hmm.
She used to bring the tea ring.
Yes.
And
with serviettes.
Yeah, but she also brought unpasteurized too. So.
Absolutely. That's the whole deal with highs. I'm assuming that all this bounty came from Westbourne.
No.
It didn't.
Oh. Hollywood. It was on sale.
Really?
Oh. Have you been to the new Hollywood yet?
I have not yet. I have not yet.
They still haven't gotten it together after 2 weeks. So.
Okay. We'll check out where the specials are. Bill Knapp's Donuts, Pumpkin Bread. Very nice stuff. Aaron Bell is with us today.
You know what I'm wondering? I need help thinking about a costume. I just realized we have a trunk or treat at 6.
Nice.
At what time?
Got some time. Yeah. Got some time.
Be a sponge.
Yeah. I have a couple of what is it? Go to a Renaissance festival still.
That'll be perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Trench coat and a Sherlock hat.
Sure.
Or that. Matrix if you have a trench coat. Oh. Is it leather?
No, that would be really awesome.
Unfortunately, can't that be, would be Neo awesome. Or... Yeah.
Nope.
Trinity,
thank you.
They're too cool for me anyway. Shoot.
Not true.
Well, if you need to borrow a lab coat, we can walk over to chemistry at the end. And we've got some tie-dyed lab coats that would make you look pretty nice.
You could be
nice,
mad scientist.
Yes,
you could be. You could be.
If I were going to be a scientist, that would be my brand for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Makes sense.
Mara Livesey's also here. Wow, you are on the cusp, literally within a year, Trunk or Treat is in your grasp.
Oh, so soon.
Oh, yes.
Tooth Fairy is in your grasp. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be conversations around holiday gift bringing people.
Yeah. I think for the holidays, we're just going to send out the QR code to her 529 and be like, just send money.
Yep. No. I'm just thinking about Christmas morning and stuff like that from Millie's perspective.
No, yes. She's like Sally.
I'm so excited.
This is too complicated. Just send cash. Tens and twenties. I just want my fair share. I just want what I deserve.
I want what I deserve.
I can't wait.
I was thinking more from the Millie perspective, though.
I can't wait for her to experience these things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She'll probably have more fun with the paper.
True.
No, correct.
At least give her a couple of hands to bang together and she'll be quite happy.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I can't wait to see her first Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Do we have to design that, too?
You run out of time if you are.
Oh. For next year.
Aaron's got an hour and a half here.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I got a design for her.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear professors, we are quite dear. It's been a while since I've sent in a series of questions to challenge the intellect of you.
Intellect.
For a topic, I've decided to choose mythology for no reason. It's a passing fascination for me. Hmm. I've attached 20 questions. Hope they're challenging. Thanks again for intelligent entertainment, education, and laughter over many years. It's our good friend Laura Benson. Thanks a lot.
Who are they listening to?
In Norse mythology, what's the name of the giant wolf that is prophesied to kill Odin at Ragnarok?
Oh my gosh.
It's not Fenris, is it?
You're really close. It's Fenrir.
Fenrir.
I knew it was Fen something. Yeah. Fen for yourself, nice. Whatever.
Mjolnir. That's the one.
That's the hammer.
Trying to spend a lot of time trying to learn how to say
Mjolnir.
That.
Mjolnir.
What creature is said to guard the Golden Fleece in Greek mythology?
Jason and the Argonauts. What did he kill?
You can even tell me what animal it is.
It's a dog, isn't it?
It doesn't say it's a dog.
Oh.
No, it's some weird mythical monster. Obviously.
Partial credit.
Hydra.
Getting closer.
It's not Medusa.
Minotaur?
No.
Not Cyclops.
A centaur?
It's one of the things that seems to show up in a lot of mythology across the entire Earth. Almost every mythology has a...
Griffin.
Dragon.
Dragon. Colchian dragon was...
The who?
Yes, the Colchian dragon.
Where's Drew when we need him?
What creature in Greek mythology is known for having the body of a lion, wings of a bird, and the face of a human? Weird.
Yeah. Say that again.
That's not a centaur.
What creature in Greek mythology is known for having the body of a lion,
the griffin,
wings of a bird, and the face of a human?
It's not a face of a human.
Yeah. No. Face of a human.
Every griffin? Once in a while, you all shock me. This is really?
We should know this.
You're going to say it, and we're all going to be like,
I'm not going to feel that.
This is the best I can do for you. I'm looking at the map again.
Boy.
That will not be
the map.
Nebraska? No. The coming together of the ancients.
Chimera.
Getting closer. Between the Greeks and the Egyptians.
Potluck.
A sphinx?
Yeah.
Sphinx.
Okay. Nice.
Yes, sphinx.
Oh,
oh sphinx. Yes.
Oh, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Which creature, often depicted as half woman, half fish, is known for luring sailors to their doom by
sirens.
Singing?
Sirens.
Yes, those are sirens.
Little Mermaid?
Oh. Also her.
Also her. Which creature from Scandinavian folklore is known for its ability to transform into a beautiful woman?
Huh?
Okay. Starts with an L. S. Sorry.
Starts with an S.
If you don't know this one, there's not a lot of clues I can give you. They're called Selkies. They're called
Selkies. Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, I always think of them looking like otters.
That's an NHL award.
I don't think that's right, but
that's the Selkirk.
What creature in Roman mythology is known for having the legs of a goat and the upper body of a man? Roman mythology.
Saturn. This is a no.
Yes,
the guy from Hercules.
It's not what it says here. They're
fawn?
Being very specific.
Oh, fawn. Yeah, what yeah. It says.
Okay. Yeah. So not like pan, right? Mm. So it's the other side of the block. In Chinese mythology, what creature is often depicted as a dragon that can control water?
I saw that movie too.
Oh. Chinese mythology.
The
Chinese
Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Oh.
Avatar.
Yeah, he's
worth a try.
He's a waterbender. Yeah, but Aang is he's a human.
I'm trying to think. Kung Fu Panda. You know, that's no
the,
help.
With the girl that was a dragon. You know what I mean?
She had a water dragon.
It was like Awkwafina. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
And the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah. And it's a brand name of water, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's also, I think, a cartoon.
So this dragon shares the name with an internal body part of a human being in their chest. That's
sternum.
The best I can do.
Heart? Liver.
Lung.
Lung is the name of the dragon. Yep, sure. It says here.
Oh, Tai Lung. Is that what you were trying to think of? From
No, I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking wontons. I was thinking dumplings.
You had the noodle dream.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. I love that movie.
What mythological creature is known for its ability to turn anything to stone with its gaze, and it's a serpent?
Medusa.
Yeah. Not Medusa. What?
Technically, Medusa's not a serpent.
Well, her hair.
Her hair is.
Yeah. Agree. Okay. So what mythological creature is a serpent, and it's known for its ability to turn anything into stone? You can go Harry Potter if you want to, and you'll find it here, too.
Oh.
Starts with the
mom brain, though.
B.
Basilisk.
It's a basilisk.
Oh, I know about basilisk.
Harry Potter.
That's a lizard.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to get things done here.
It's in the Chamber of Secrets.
It's in the Chamber of Secrets. Where have you been, Chamber of Secrets? Yeah, that makes lots of sense. In Arthurian legend, which dragon is associated with the story of Merlin? It's just a special color for this dragon. That's all you need.
Pink? The red dragon.
It's the red dragon is what it says.
Red
the story of Merlin, yeah.
I made that up.
I want to say, wasn't there like late 70s, early 80s?
Yes.
There was a bunch of books.
Yeah.
Red Dragon was one of them. Yeah, something
sounds
like that.
Sounds familiar. Very 80s. Very
sounds
Gen
like
X.
A Jackie Chan movie,
well,
too.
There was,
so.
Yeah, I mean, Red Dragon was the original
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. Okay.
You know, everything that guy did wasn't that bad.
I couldn't even say with a straight face.
Oh, my God.
Let me compare myself to A Summer's Day and Hannibal Lecter. What is the name of the giant spider in Greek mythology who was turned into a spider by Athena because she got too smart. Too smart for her own good.
Is this also from Harry Potter?
Tantalus.
No.
Because otherwise I have no idea.
Yes. Well, it's
Aragorn is the big spider.
Aragog, yeah.
Right.
Aragog. So,
the name of the giant spider in Greek mythology was turned into a spider by Athena. She got really sassy, and Athena's like, I don't really meddle that much, but I'm super smart, and you're not allowed to be as smart as me. And then turned her into a spider, and then this is where we got the thing like why spiders make webs and stuff like that. Certainly. We use this Greek root when we're defining spiders.
Arachne is her name.
In Egyptian mythology, what creature had the head of a jackal?
Anubis.
Yes.
Oh,
and is associated
nice.
With the afterlife.
Moon
I've seen The Mummy.
Yeah, that's so good. That one's really good.
Everybody liked it.
The Mummy.
You know, the first Mummy, actually even the second Mummy, they were really fun movies.
The third one was terrible.
Yeah, you're not thinking Scorpion King, are you? With the bad CG?
I didn't think Scorpion King was that bad.
Oh, yes, it was. Look at it now. Look at the CG.
Yeah, it's
The Rock looks
weird. The first two Mummy movies were brilliant.
Yeah, I kind of like, I miss Brendan Fraser, right? I sort of miss him playing something like that.
He's so, it was fun. Love him.
It was fun.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Rachel Weisz?
Mm-hmm. Rachel Weisz. Yeah, that's very easy on the eyes.
Correct.
In the 90s.
So was hey, Mary Daniel Craig.
Still is. Sure. She's still, yeah, they
She's
were.
Still beautiful.
Yeah. They made a movie together that I actually saw. It was kind of a mid-grade psychological thriller horror thing.
Mm. Wasn't Why that was it great. Mid-grade?
I didn't think the plot was particularly good, so the you know their talents were sort of wasted. Aww, it seemed
that's
to
too
me.
Bad. That's too
but
bad.
They ended up getting married, so
nice.
That's fine.
In Hindu mythology, what's the name of the elephant-headed god who rides a mouse?
Ganesh.
Ganesha, yeah, or Ganesh. That's fine.
That works. Dumbo? Oh.
Nope. I was going to go for Kali, but that's a different thing. Okay.
How about Aztec mythology? Which feathered serpent god is associated with wind and rain?
Quetzalcoatl?
Quetzalcoatl, yes.
I feel bad. You I'm got like it. Those. I'm like those students that have it's read hard. The
you
word.
You almost know it.
But it's like I don't know how to say it. You know?
Yeah, that's because there's too many vowels and consonants like that.
Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
I was going to say Sonny Elliott, but that doesn't count. So
Sonny Elliott.
Me.
You got like we're doing Sonny Elliott. You're doing a Mr. Belvedere thing. Like what's going on?
I don't know. I'm living the 70s and 80s. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's something like that's going on. What is the name of the three-headed dog that guards the entrance to the underworld?
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Yes, in Greek mythology, also known as
the Chamber of Secrets dog.
Also known as
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy. Yes. He's protecting the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yes.
Oh, right. So,
and
thank
all you.
You
have to do is play some music.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
And so he goes
easy.
To sleep. I should not have told you that.
Spoiler alert, too late.
Which creature from Japanese folklore is a giant shape-shifting fox?
Oh my gosh, I know this one too from that. There's a really good show on HBO. Do you know the name of it? Starts
no.
with a K.
It does start with a K. I know. Yeah, it does.
Komos. No.
Krakatoa? What are you thinking? What?
I can't remember. There's a really I just know it starts with a K and they're crafty.
Oh, kimchi.
They are quite crafty.
Kimchi,
that's
fox.
Korean. Oh,
they are quite crafty. That is true. It says here it's Kitsune
okay.
is the name.
I would remember.
You were closer than the rest
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, no.
You said the K.
Yeah.
That's at least good for a couple points. In Greek mythology, which creature has the body of a horse but the tail of a fish?
Ooh.
What
a weird thing to picture.
Hippocampus?
It's called a hippocampus.
What?
That's right.
No
yeah.
way.
It doesn't wow. that weird. Word.
Good job.
Yeah, that was good.
So from the Greek, that means horse beach, basically, is what it means. So it's a beach horse. And that's the reason why our hippocampus is called the hippocampus, because it has that shape.
Okay.
Weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is weird.
A horsefish.
I mean.
A beach horse.
I mean, I don't need to say this to the bioethicist over here, but like the only reason we call cancer is because it was shaped like a crab when they extracted the first tumor. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hey, we'll call that crab disease. And like, that's why we always use it.
There we
that.
Go.
So,
okay.
Weird. Weird stuff. What giant bird in Arabian mythology is said to be able to carry elephants? It's so large. This is the inspiration for Tolkien's
Rock?
Eagles. The Rock is what it was called. Yes. He was prominent. The Rock was prominent in like...
SummerSlam.
Wrestling.
Oh.
The Rock.
Alibaba. Scheherazade is where I was trying to go.
Sorry.
Not
Can you
WWE.
Smell what the Rock is cooking?
Oh my gosh. You all are pieces of work. In Arthurian legend, what creature is known to guard the enchanted lake?
The Lady of the Lake.
The Lady of the Lake, yeah.
It is.
Just a lady.
You know, you can't... I knew she was going to start. You can't just become king because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Is that a basis for a system of government?
It's coming up in like every show, Beth.
It's the voice of the people, not some moistened bint.
Oh, my gosh, that's so great. Oh, that is so great.
I need to show that in political philosophy on the first day when
King
Arthur meets the Marxist peasants.
Oh, so that's a great scene.
I'm being oppressed.
Yeah.
In Greek mythology, which creature is known as a hybrid of a goat and a fish? We're just going to go down the whole pantheon.
What's with the fish?
A goatfish.
I get the first one, so...
Yeah, I did my hippocampus bit. So.
I'm putting this on a little bit of the front burner too, because we get often exposed to this kind of Greek mythology in a weird way in our society. So you've seen this even probably goat fairly fish? Recently. The goatfish symbol, yes.
So it's like some... Goatfish symbol?
Goat. Wait a minute. Like the medical... What, like Starbucks?
I thought Starbucks was supposed to be a siren.
A mermaid.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the legs of a goat?
No, it's the front of a goat.
Front of a goat and the back.
Of a fish. It's like hippocampus all over same. Again.
What?
I'm sort of surprised.
But like godocampus instead.
Godocampus.
Hold on, I gotta go to a meeting on the godocampus. Do you know what the Latin root like for the binomial nomenclature for goats is? Because if you knew that root, then you'd be able to get there actually pretty fast.
Yeah. That was on Final Jeopardy last night.
Was it? And
no way.
Whoa, you freaked me out. I was like, wow, we are topical here.
I don't know any Latin
roots. I'm surprised. So that is a symbol from whatever we want to call it. I just don't want to get into it too much. The modern zodiac, it's called a Capricorn. So
Cap
is for goats. Capricorn. Yeah. So.
So if you had said zodiac, that would have helped.
Well, I know it would have, but it would have too given much. It away, you know? Well, it's like
maybe.
I don't know.
Well, I didn't know that Capricorn had a goat tail.
Right. I just
a fish tail.
I didn't know fish that tail, either. I mean.
So there's no Capricorns in here is what you're telling me.
No. Well,
I don't like to talk about astrology. Everybody's got that one like pressure point, and for me it's astrology. Like I'm not going to say anything more than I've met a number of people who work at this university who like found out that I was born under Scorpio and they're like, "You're nothing like a Scorpio." I'm like, because that's not a thing that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I
yeah.
want to fight back a little bit.
Nobody who's a Scorpio is like
real.
A Scorpio.
Right.
But Matt, you really aren't like the other Scorpios.
And it's true. I am like it's an true. Aries.
Do that's I look true. Like a crab?
Well.
Do I look like a ram?
Uh-huh. Well. Do you look like a crab, Dave? Well.
In the right light. Oh my gosh, this is the best question set ever.
We've had so much fun.
Hilarious.
I'm going to start headbutting people.
Oh, that good fish.
That's like a band in Parks and Rec, Mouse Rat.
Oh
my gosh.
And besides, science may be on a par with astrology if we believe Hume.
I just thought the little pictures were incomplete, you know, when I looked at all the pictures from the Zodiac.
They were all just
unfinished. Mutant goat.
Right.
The only way, well, we'll end the question set with the last question, then I've got something to add at the end. What legendary creature from Native American mythology is depicted as a giant benevolent bird? Mostly from the Southwest.
Not Wendigo.
No, that's no, right.
No.
That's scary stuff.
I'm trying to
that's
think
the
of a
essence of cold that eats people.
Oh, not a phoenix. No.
Yeah, I was
you'll
want to
say that this was
a turkey drop.
I mean, it's so it's such a sort of legendary thing that, you know, when a car gets named after it, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Firebird.
A phoenix?
Chupacabra.
Almost Firebird?
Not Firebird, but So you went Pontiac when you really need to go Ford. That's my
Mustang.
That's not a bird.
Ford.
That's a horse.
Ford.
I didn't say to go Mustang.
You said a bird, right?
Go Ford.
Ford. I wish I knew cars.
Yeah.
Fairlane, a Ford Falcon.
car person.
Yeah. The Ford Flex.
Escape. No.
No.
I'm sorry, Dan.
What did the Firebird? Are you talking about what it transitioned to?
She went Pontiac, Firebird.
Yeah.
I need her to go a lot more Ford. So the Ford.
Name of a car that is named after this bird.
Is this bird?
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
You should have just gone cheap booze.
I'm so sorry, Beth. I did not mean to confuse you, but I was just sort of like, the next thing you were going to be like, wait, Escalade? Like, I mean, we're just going like, to start doing everything.
I was pretty puzzled. I'm like, I'm drawing a blank on Ford bird cars.
So I was going to finish because we had so much fun with hippocampus and everything else that at the Renaissance Fair in the Simpsons episode, they go into the tent with all the mythical animals and he's like, behold the rabbit with the head of a rabbit and also the other side of a rabbit. It's just, really, just sitting there like, what's up? No hippocampus there. So, okay, how about we just go down this route with our last couple minutes left. Is there anything at all like Lara did from mythology that intrigued you when you were a kid and learning about the difference between cultural mythology and modern science?
Mm. What jumped There's out a at difference? You?
Yeah. True. True.
See, that's why I'm a huge cryptozoology fan.
Because you like...
I like the blending of the two.
Oh, okay.
Because right. Is there a Wendigo? Is there Skinwalkers? Right. Is there Bigfoot, Sasquatch, right. all that right. stuff? I love the mystery of it. And then if it happens, I'm all for it. So.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
You should read an author named Alma Katsu.
And?
She does great combining of historical events okay. with mythology. Ooh, so like that. She has a story that's a retelling of the Donner Party.
Ooh, and I like that.
A Wendigo is actually... And so nice. Now I'm reading one
I
about...
I love the Wendigo stories.
Japanese internment, and that's going to involve a Japanese, a kind of a Japanese ghost. Okay. So yeah, okay. really cool.
Oh, I like that. Because I've always loved the Wendigo stories.
I apologize if people grew up differently than I did. I mean, I read a lot of mythology growing up just because I thought it was kind of cool if people weren't into it. I mean, you know, reading Harry Potter means being exposed to a lot of that, right? I mean,
that's yeah. true. That's yeah. true.
She took a lot of that from Greek and Roman.
You know, for comic book geek, you know, Thor, you know, all the Norse mythology.
Course. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was really scared of the, like, again, it's my age, but the close encounters of the third kind. When you were talking about scary movies, that thing scared, like, I was terrified of those things.
Absolutely.
And I grew to adore mashed potatoes more after that movie, yeah. too.
What else? Dan, any connections to, well, but you love George R.R. Martin. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
An expanding mythology yeah. there. That's, yeah. you know, that's come cool. on. Fantasy.
Although his best book is one called Armageddon Rag. Which is about a rock band.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not
yeah.
know that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely was kind of scared of aliens growing up. Not even that I thought that they were there. Just the idea yeah. that something I couldn't communicate right. with was going to come at me in the darkness.
It's called squirrels, too.
Yeah, you know, similar. Yeah.
It's like those memes that you see. They always say, oh, I thought I was going to see a lot more quicksand, you know, growing. I saw these things. I was waiting for the aliens. There was just like a lot of alien lore and like that book where it was like, there's a famous book where someone was abducted. I can't think of it. Like, and I know you probably know the title of it in the 80s. And it was Communion, I think it was.
Oh, Communion. And
so I just was and always
was,
like,
when are you going to be abducted? Channel 4 article, they were talking about how Bigfoot was spotted in Michigan.
That's right. Well, this Communion morning. Was played off. True or not, as if it was like a real story, you know, come true. And I'm like, oh my God.
I think I read that. Sounds vaguely familiar.
Forget this.
I was scared of the ROUSs.
Okay.
In Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Andre the Giant played Bigfoot.
The rodents have unusual size.
Yeah, no, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, they're weird looking.
But snakes. Wesley, what about the ROUSs? Rodents of unusual size? I don't think they exist.
Professors, I'm so sorry. We'll have to do the cryptozoology show on another time. The time has come to say goodbye, Mara.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Good evening.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Beth.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.